Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us, what, rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that has kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, yes. Oh, what a wonderful, blessed day on today that this is, because he didn't have to let us live to see it, but he did, and I'm so glad he did. I thank him for keeping my children and keeping my family on today, my grandchildren, from the oldest to the youngest, my great-grandchildren, my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even our enemies on today. We just thank God on today. You know, there's so much going on around about us. I tell you, from one minute to the next, I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. I mean, this is just a world of confusion and chaos in this last and evil days. These are signs of the time. Jesus is soon to come, and we can see that these are the signs right here. You know, the Bible says you can look and tell what the weather is. It look like it's going to rain today. It look like it's going to snow, but you can't see that this time that Jesus is on his way back, this is a time like never before. I'm telling you, we need to pray like never before, seek the Lord like never before. The word of God says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, yes. On today, we just thank God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise this morning. We're thankful unto you. We bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, God, for holding back the hands of death. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, everything you're going to do. We thank you for being encamped all around about us, keeping us from seen and unseen danger in this last hour. We just pray that you'll think through our mind and speak through our lips of clay. We pray that we'll make a difference in this last and evil day. We here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference, God. We just thank you on today. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's due only to you, the true and living God. And we say the devil is defeated, y'all. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. We thank God. We thank God. I thank God this is another week that I have my grandchildren with us, and I just thank God for keeping them and taking them to school, all my grandchildren, all my great-grandchildren, just my family. I thank him for taking them to work and just covering them all week long, and he allowed us to see another week. There are some that was here on last week that's not here today, but he kept us. He gave us another opportunity to get it right on today. I tell you, like I said, it's just so much taking place, and you know, and we like to talk to our young people and my family and, you know, friends, you know, and try to see what's going on, because the young people, I'm telling you, have so much to deal with in this last hour when the enemy is killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. I just read an article on yesterday of a young man, 13 years old, killed his mother. She had just had a baby, the baby only 16 days old. The young man, 13 years old, And the neighbors were saying he was so nice and he was so sweet, and they just saw no signs. Sometimes, you know, it's these things on the inside, you know, that these young people are dealing with, you know, from, you know, movies and stuff that's going on in the home and, you know, all different things coming at them, you know. But I just said, Lord, have mercy on that young man. And I feel for his mother, you know, the loss. Oh, my God, you know, one mistake or one, you know, bad choice can change your life for eternity, you know. But we here at the Red Church want to make a difference where it counts. And like I said, they were saying that the young man was really nice, and they saw no signs. He was always with his mother. He was very polite, you know, and everything. Just saw no signs, you know, anything. But this young man stabbed his mother, I don't know, multiple times. Killed his mother right beside his little baby brother, sister, whatever it was. I didn't really look into that. I was just, you know, it was just hurtful just to hear that the young man had killed his mother. You know, it's just so much going on. Then there was another article where a mother from Louisiana, I think it's Louisiana, I think, her daughter's missing, and her family, they just gathered up their loans and went to New York. They said that's where they saw her phone. Somebody had found her phone and said, you know, and called the mother. It's so much going on, y'all. It's so much going on. Then an NFL football player, basketball player, whatever, killed his mother and went to Mexico and act like he had nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, evil is present, y'all. It is real. The devil is real. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives any way he can. Any door you open, he will let in. He will come in. Your eye gates, your ear gates, the importance of things you see and hear in this last hour. I'm telling you, the devil is doing what he said he come to do. He know he's bound for hell, and he's trying to take as many to hell with him that he can. You know, I know people don't want to talk about hell, but hey, it's in the word of God. Hell is a real place just like heaven is. Everybody think they're going to heaven. Live like the devil, but you think you're going to heaven. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, you can't live like the devil here and go to heaven. No, you got to live holy, and you got to live right. Righteous living. Just plain old righteous living, y'all. Come on. Let's get it together. The enemy is destroying your home. He's destroying parents' relationship with their children. Oh, he's just at work. You know, I was talking to my daughter this morning. You know, we were just talking about how the young people are today and, you know, and the stuff that they deal with. And the parents are just not doing your job. The Bible said train them up in the way of the Lord, you know, so when they get older, they should not depart from it. This is generation X, Y, and Z. Nobody's seeking God. I'm telling you, the church is turned upside down, and people are looking at what's going on in the church, and they think everybody hypocrites. Everybody ain't a hypocrite, and everybody don't want to go to hell. Oh, yeah, hell is real, y'all. Oh, it's a real place, and we here at the Reddit Church trying to tell you and warn you of impending danger. The devil wants your soul. He wants your soul. God wants your soul, you know? So you got to choose who you want to serve. It's your choice. It's your choice on today, but we here at the Reddit Church pray that you'll make the right choice. Make Jesus your choice today. You know, I know the devil is at work, and he's telling people that, you know, that Jesus don't exist and the devil do. I'm telling you, God exists. He's still healing. He's still saving. He's still delivering anybody that wants to be delivered. He will set you free on today. And the devil is real, too. He's killing, he's stealing, and he's destroying people's lives. As I just said, a young man took his mother's life, y'all. Come on, that's real. That's reality right there. Come on. Young man, 13 years old. Oh, my God. Probably won't never be, you know, see the daylight anymore, except for going out for exercise or whatever, if they do that. We're living in some perilous times. Parents, we're not doing our job. The Bible said train them up in the way of the Lord. And when they get old, they shall not depart from it. And so many young people don't even know who Jesus is. It's a sad time. When we living in a generation that's, you know, that don't know who God is. Your children don't know who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Oh, my God. You know we're living in a dark age. The Bible said he is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. The devil wants to keep you in darkness on today. But Jesus is the light of the world. And as I said, we're going to read. Let my family say good morning. Good evening, I rather. Yes, I thank God. I thank God. It's a blessing. Like I said, it's so many that was here on last week when my son, he brought the word on last week. I thank God for him. You know, he's talking about a new life in Christ. I'm telling you. Oh, it's so important to train your children up in the way of the Lord because they could get in a tight place, and we all do. We've all been through something. You know, I don't care where you came from or where, you know, we've all been through something. And if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't be here today. You know, but God has kept us. He's kept us from seeing and unseen danger. Sometimes you're around danger and don't even know it. Even on today, I was telling my daughter, we were out last night and we were on the interstate. And this morning I see on that same interstate, there was some shooting on the interstate last night. It could have been us. It was only a couple of hours after we had passed by. But God, he held back the hands of death. Y'all, come on. It's real out here. Jesus is real. Hell is real. And heaven is real, too. I pray that you want heaven to be your home on today. I know there are preachers that's telling you this is heaven right here on earth. This is not it, honey. This is not it. Oh, no. We want to take you to the word of God on today. And then I'm going to let my daughter going to share today. You know, about the young people, you know, they struggle through so much. And she talks to, you know, her nieces and nephews and, you know, she's always trying to minister to different ones. She has her own child now. And we thank God, you know, he blessed her with her own son. But she has other, you know, nieces and nephews that we are trying to pull into. You know, we just thank God for them on today. So we're going to have somebody read the word of God and let's see. Somebody get Proverbs. Proverbs 22:6. And then somebody gets John 3:16. Proverbs 22:6. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 3:16. We want to get to theirs first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thank God for you all joining us this morning. We always want to make a difference where it counts. Well, I'll start off with John 3:16 since I've found that. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, I don't care where you come from, who he is, black, white, it don't matter. He said, whosoever believeth in him should not what perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That's why he sent his son, to save little old you and me, you know, from our sins. He can't just set you free from your sins today. Oh, yeah, you may say, well, I ain't got no sins. Anything you do that ain't right is sin. It's not no big sin or little sin. You may say, well, I don't smoke and I don't drink and you know, and all this I don't. But if you even lie, you know, did you find it, honey? 22, yeah, Proverbs.
Train up a child in the way that he should go and when he that's part.
That's what we want to do. We want to train up our children in the way of the Lord. Not the way of Satan, but in the way of the Lord. So that what?
And he will not depart from it.
And he shall not depart from it.
And somebody that's in been in my life since they were young, and come to find out they had watched, you know, an Exorcist movie. So I felt bad as being a person that's been in their life, and, you know, I felt like I should have been more, you know, asking what they're going to watch, so I asked them to forgive me for that, and, you know, just minister to them how important it is to, you know, to watch your ear gates, your eye gates, things, you know, that you listen to, you watch, because you're opening yourself up to whatever that you listen to or watch. They didn't realize how deep how Exorcist is, and so I let them know how many, it was like a few years ago, to where the people that had created like an Exorcist movie, they had died while, you know, creating the movie. So that was an example of letting her know how deep it is and how important it is to watch what you watch, what you listen to, and what you look at. And, you know how I was thankful for, you know, my father and what he instilled in me until, you know, God called him to his heavenly home, and how I'm thankful, you know, to have my mother still here pouring, you know, into us, you know, the true word of God, whether we want to, you know, hear it or not, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that's going on in this world today that's not good. So
some of the stuff that you were talking to me about this morning, you went to the young man that we went to school, the young man that also.
Oh yeah, and I was, you know, talking, sharing with her how, you know, I had to, you know, you always hear people saying, you know, a certain person lost their mind, but I had the experience of, you know, knowing somebody before they actually, you know, lost their mind. And once I saw them, you know, I was scared and didn't want to be around them. They were walking around with a stick, and I just couldn't believe it. So, yeah.
It's real. You know, it's a real devil. You know, he's constantly feeding our young people, you know, things that, you know, they get involved in movies and, you know, and a lot of other things, you know, games and shooting games and things that the enemy sets traps for our young people, you know? Yeah, bring some of that. It's okay. We just sharing, you know. We're not preachers or anything. We just sharing our family time, you know, the importance of our young people and how they need to be structured. You know, parents don't have time for their children no more. It's like the children raising themselves. You know, they get involved with it. iPads and technology is ever changing. So, you know, they get involved in all this. He's saying, you look and your child gonna be grown, and you are so busy doing your own thing. You know, because we're forgetting our children. We're losing our children. Who knows why that young man killed his mother? You know, I know the neighbors looking and saying, oh, he's such a nice little boy. Who knows what was going on the inside? You know, people don't investigate. They don't talk to their children. You're so busy, you know, thinking about yourself. It's a selfish generation. You know, but these are your treasures that the Lord blessed you with. Something can be to have children. You know, it's a blessing to be able to have children. You know, and God gave you these children as she just raised. It's to train them up in the way of the Lord. But these kids are not being trained to that. I mean, that's why you got violence in the schoolhouse. I mean, you know, they're shooting up the school. I mean, they're going into the school. They're disrespectful to the teacher. Teachers don't even want to teach the kids no more because they're so disrespectful. And if you ain't teaching them respect at home, then you don't respect your living.
we living in a sad time, y'all. We here to Ready Church want to make us different. We trying to tell you to get back to the basic instruction of training your children and talking to them and praying with them and asking questions. I mean, even with the mass shooting in the school, parents didn't even ask. They saw the child bringing stuff in the home. Y'all see them bringing things in. You don't ask them where to get it from. And y'all better bring strangers in your home. Come on. You don't know. You don't know how they've been ridden, you know? You don't know what's going on in people's houses. And you just come in and you send your children off and you don't know who they are, who the people in houses they're going to. And then the kids don't want to tell you. Because your kids still can destroy your family, destroy your life. The love of many has waxed cold, y'all. Have y'all not recognized that families are being destroyed by the hands of the enemy? Mother against daughter, father against son, all this, the Bible, the Word of God, the only book on the face of the earth is telling us everything that's taking place right now, even wars and rumors of wars. We as the body of Christ, we need to get back. Get back to your first love. Get back to the Bible. Get back to your basic instruction, which is the Word of God. I'm telling you, there's just so much going on. This world has been turned upside down. Right is now wrong, and wrong is now right. Oh, no. The Word of God said He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God's Word still is true. It's the truth. Way. He's the truth. He's the faith. We just read it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Who's giving up their children for you? For me? Nobody. But He sent His only begotten Son to restore us back where Adam and Eve failed, where they didn't follow through. They didn't obey. But they disobeyed Him by eating in the garden, the fruit. And He told them, look, y'all can have all these trees. Just leave the one in the midst of the tree alone. And that's how we try to tell our kids sometimes. And He said, hey, that stove is hot. And you keep telling them it's hot. And they keep trying to touch it. Until they keep on until they touch it. And realize it really is hot. Mama was really telling me the truth. It is hot. Oh, yeah. And we got to tell you the devil is real. Keep trying to touch it. There's a lot of things out here that gets inside of your body and takes over your mind and possesses your body. He was a possession inside of that young man, 13-year-old, to kill his mother. Demons are real, y'all. Come on, we're trying to hear you here at the Ready Church. We're trying to help our young people. Trying to help the parents to get back in your rightful place so that you can help your young people today. I'm telling you, we're living in a chaotic world where nobody cares about nobody but themselves. And that's not the way God would have it to be. He wants to serve. And we here at Ready Church, we're trying to serve you. The Word of God on today. Something that will bring hope to you, bring life to you, sustain you, keep you during these times. We're living in the last of evil days. I'm telling you, where everything is but you're upside down. Right is not wrong, and wrong is not right. But God's Word remains the same. He's still true. You need truth today. Oh, yes. My husband brought a message that said truth decay. Oh, yes. We see it today. Truth is being decayed. It's being brought down. Oh, no. But God's Word is going to stand. We're here at the Red Church trying to offer you Jesus, trying to offer you hope. Jesus is your only hope. He's your only help in this last hour. Your mama can't save you. Dad can't save you. Sister, brother can't save you. These pastors y'all worshiping can't save you. Only Jesus is the Savior of the world today. A bunch of people, there is no other. Jesus is still the only way. There's not many ways to get to Him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But that young man killing his mother, it's important for people to watch who they get connected to in these relationships. Because, you know, by him killing his mother, you don't know what took place in the household. You never know what happened. Maybe the man did something that he never told his mother. And he felt, you know,
disconnected from them because I don't believe he was, might have not been his father, and felt like the mother only, you know, cared about, you know, the new sibling that was born, and then, you know, just, so he thought he was going to fuck. I'm just thinking, like, felt out of place, felt like they didn't care for him no more. Now the mother done got married to the, you know, the man had a baby by him. So, you know, keep saying stuff, listening to stuff like they always said, watch your, what you look at, what you listen to, and just end up killing his mother. So you need to be, people need to be careful who they connected with, you know.
That's true, because some of those games that the kids play, shooting games, you hear somebody say they're going to shoot. I don't know what to do. Who knows why that person was on the interstate last night? Just shooting. They didn't find him. They say he was driving a black, dark, tinted car, so they looking for him, you know?
Yeah, one person was wounded.
And that could have been us. What are you doing with that? Angels can cast around about us, keeping us from the seed and the unseen. Something you see is bringing up your push you want. Yeah. What God? Well, like you said, you know who you get hooked up with. And I always told my kids, when they talk about this my friend, that friend, oh my God. Majority of the time when you lose a friend, it's from the so-called friend that you thought you had. Because you tell them everything. You know,
even like myself, my son is father. You know, he was saying he believed, you know, but his actions sometimes would show differently, and I would, you know, confront it right then. I'm like, no, this is not for me. I cannot continue in this. But I thank God for the prayers of my mom and my father, you know, sticking close. So no matter how many times you might see a child or a close loved one, a friend or something that's, you know, connected to somebody that you know they shouldn't be, keep telling them no matter what, no matter how they may feel about it, because as you always told us, if they can listen, they can live. And even I have a close friend where her daughter was connected to this guy for many years. You know, he was older than her, but, you know, age don't mean anything. But the mother kept telling her, you know, that she need to break off that relationship. And she didn't listen, and she lost her life October of last year. And then her mother, you know, reliving that, because she called her mother when the situation took place with this man. Her mom, you know, called the police, but by the time they got there, it was too late. So if you can listen, you can live.
Life in the Word of God.
Yeah, life in the Word of God.
There's so much we can talk about. There's so much going on. And these are your nieces and nephews as well. You know, there's a lot going on in this world today. And our young people just don't have any guidance. You know, even in the church house today, they offer them the same thing they're getting out in the street. Hip-hop, corner, holy hip-hop. Now, I don't know where you're going to make hip-hop holy. What messed up the church was when the church went out to the community asking the people in the community what they don't like about church. It's supposed to be God's house. We don't go out in the community and ask the world what they don't like about the church and then invite them in. No, that's not a holy hip-hop came in. Ain't no holy hip-hop. They doing Michael Jackson and humping, bumping, flubbing, doing it all. You can see it in the church. The church has lost their first love. We need to get back. Get back to righteousness.
Yeah, even with that, while you mentioning that, people need to watch where they step their foot into, what houses, you know, church houses, houses where people dwell in places that, you know, watch where you step your feet in, because once you step your foot across that door, you know, open yourself up to whatever's in that house. And you be trying to figure out why can't, you know, be a hard time breaking free. from a place, that you should have never stepped foot in. You know, we learned that from my parents too. Watch when you step your foot in that. And, you know, and who touching you and everything, putting their hands on you. You know, when we, you know, I've been in ministry my whole life, and that's something that my parents did not care, you know, care about. It used to be a lot of you were going up there and letting people lay hands on them. Even my godbrothers, you know, my godmother let my godbrother go up there and get prayer, thanking everybody, you know, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and just passing the spirit down to, you know, whoever they touch. And we see all this stuff from, you know, the Reddit church, all these different churches, people up there preaching and doing your research, and they're not who you thought they were, so you better be watchful.
That's stupid. Is Jesus these people serving today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're Jesus. They can cuss. They can drink. They do all these things that the Bible says we're not to do. You know? So we as the Reddit church, we're here trying to take you back to the Bible. Get back to basic instruction. Read the Bible for yourself. You know, I have people come up to me and say, you got a word for me? Yes. Genesis to Revelation. Get up and read your Bible. God's got a word for you. Every situation, circumstance you may be facing, God's got a word for you. Open up the Bible and read it for yourself. You got to stand before God for yourself. You got to give an account for yourself. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 and 19, he said, I'd rather that you choose life. See, God gave us free will and choice. But he said, I'd rather that you choose life. He's trying to help you out. I'd rather that you choose life over death. And who wants to choose life over death? Oh, my.
Well, when my mother was saying that the, I guess the people in the church were going out into the community, and there's a lot of churches that are doing that, trying to see what the people in the community want to see from the church to get them to come in. So, you know, but that's not what people are supposed to do in the church. And as far as witnessing, it says, because that's being conformed to the world. It says in Romans 12 and 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world. When I'm asking you in the community, how do you want the church to be ran? How do you think the lifestyle of Christianity or anything, or what's going to bring you in? I'm conforming to this world when I do that. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So,
the media, we had posted about a church, and it was called the Haunted Trail. And people were so intrigued about, you know, her saying, I went to the Haunted Trail at this church, and everybody wanted to know wanted more details about that until she got on live explaining it. And she was saying, they really got into, you know, really went deep with it. And she said, I know they spent a lot of money in it. And she was trying to explain. I forgot how she, but it was just sad just to know that the church had something called the Haunted Trail. And she was saying to go through the little, it was like a little maze that she mentioned about them reading the scripture and then they pray. It's just so, oh my goodness, it's just sad. The church, the Haunted Trail. Why is the word haunted connected to a ministry that's, you know, supposed to be following after Jesus Christ? So, like I said, you better watch where you're stepping your feet in. The churches and people homes, not just the church, but homes too. Everywhere you go, watch where you place your foot. Even in stores, just by the name, sometimes like, wait a minute, no, I don't think I'm over. Yeah.
So true. So
true.
So watch and pray. That means whisper, watch everywhere you go. Everywhere you go.
So when you're watching and praying, and, you know, God will lead you and let you know, hey, this is not, I shouldn't go here, I shouldn't go there, or you feel in your spirit that this is not where God wants your foot to enter into, this is not where he wants you to go. But if you're just going off and you're not praying, you're just going, doing whatever you want to do, and you're not continuously praying, you're going to go in somewhere where you're not supposed to and be, you know, just indulging into that. Like, these children, they're our kids. My nieces, my nephews, from the oldest to the youngest. So we impart into them. As long as they will let us, and as long as we are around, we're going to do that. So be protective over your kids. Don't let the world influence your children, the TV, whomever. Don't let time influence your children as to let you know what you should be doing, when the Bible already told you, when God has given you instructions through his word of what to do with them and how to raise them, how to rear them, how to train them. So be protective. Don't let anyone say, hey, come up with the time. They're not doing it that way anymore. No, stick with the foundation. That's what I would say. Yes.
And my younger brother, like, why are they still connected, you know, to their parents like that? You know, they should be married and on their own and let the parents, you know, go their way, but nope, that's not what God said. So I thank God for keeping me close and connected to my parents no matter what.
The will of God. Yes. So the way that you think that things should be going is not the way that God's plan and his perfect will. You trying to figure out with whatever you going with, as far as you hearing on the media or being in America or whatever, you know, man's idea. Right. I'm going to be here just as long as God wants me to be, and that's his will. And I'm walking in it. It's not about what you say, but it's about what God's will is, what God says. And I'm going to be here to help my parents. That's what I'm going to do. It's not for you to sit back and wonder. It's not for any of you or anything like that. It's to walk in his will and his way, you know. We've been blessed, right?
Father's no longer here, so we don't have to live with any, you know, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, because we know we was there for my father until he took his last breath. So I thank God for that.
In his time, in his season, his purpose. So that's what we're going to continue doing. Yep. You've helped me, and I'm going to help them. That's what we do. Yeah, that's right.
Pray that God's will and purpose be done in all of our lives. And this is lasting these days, so the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly.
Every day I thank God for all my children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, nieces, nephews, relatives, brothers, sisters. Oh, we got plenty of them. I thank God for you, and you. You know, we just thank God for each and every one of y'all that tune in at the Ready Church. We pray that we'll be a blessing to you and your household. You know, it's just so much going on, and we know that time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come, and we know he's coming back for a ready church, and we here at the Ready Church want to be ready
and having those to be ready when you come. We want to be like defined wise and not defined foolish. Did I say Psalm 78?
Yes. Psalm 78, verses 5-7.
The Moon in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that know that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set hope in God and not forget the words of God, but keep his commandments.
Praying for our children, you know, the word, so we say the word is working mightily in us. That's what the word wants to do, work mightily in you, so you can make a difference where it counts. My grandson was going to read Psalms 127, verse 5, just that one verse. Amen. Thank God that happens, a man that has his quiver full of them, full of children. The Bible says in verse 3, it says, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord." Your children are treasures, y'all. Mothers, fathers, your children are treasures. It says they are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. We thank God for the word today. We're here to run the church, just wanted to make a difference today. And we pray and speak blessings over you and your house on today. And we had the Reddit Church, and we'd like to say, the devil is defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Reddit Church, be ready.
I got it.